This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Police reform in the United States is the topic of debate on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Wednesday. Senate Republicans have offered their legislation promoting police accountability for their actions, while House of Representatives Democrats are moving to advance their more far-reaching measure to curb abusive conduct. It comes after national and worldwide protests after the death of George Floyd, a black man who died in police custody 3 weeks ago when a white officer kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Then last Friday, a police officer in the U.S. city of Atlanta, Georgia, fatally shot a black man in the back after a struggle over a taser. Police were answering a call about a man asleep in the drive-thru of a fast food restaurant when the altercation began. Now that fired officer, Garrett Rolfe, faces felony murder charges for killing Rashard Brooks. District Attorney Paul Howard announced Wednesday, quote, "We concluded that at the time that Mr. Brooks was shot, he did not pose an immediate threat of death or serious physical injury to the officers," end quote. The brother of the late George Floyd urged the United Nations Wednesday to investigate U.S. police brutality and racial discrimination. Philanise Floyd spoke with the U.N. Human Rights Council in Geneva by video and urged the creation of an independent commission to investigate American police killings of black people and violence used against peaceful protesters. The urgent debate is scheduled to continue Thursday. It was convened at the request of African countries seeking a U.N. inquiry into abuses. This is VOA News.